ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, February 24th, 2023. How are you, Butch?
I'm doing fine, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine and dandy.
It's Friday again.
It is?
Yeah, it's Friday again. I know you have an open house at your house tonight, so I'll invite everybody listening over to your house for a party tonight. How's that?
What? Say what? Say what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. But anyway, it is Friday, and it's been a good week. Been a busy week. But, you know, every day of life we're given is a gift given to us. You know that. So I'm just thankful we're still here. So that's true.
Absolutely. Well, you know, stocks ended down today after some inflation numbers didn't come in as expected. So actually, the major averages logged the worst week in 2023. We'll go ahead and go over some of those reports. And there was another article out today where Bitcoin tumbled 3% and the IMF warns against making crypto legal tender. So, you know, and, you know, this is another thing. You have everybody out there saying that, you know, everybody's going to be ushering in a cryptocurrency here and this and that and gets everybody in this fever. And it's like, you know what? It's going to be a major catastrophic event before anything happens.
That's true.
It's the only way they're going to get everyone to accept whatever they have in store for us. But these are all the things that are brewing. And it, to me, because we really don't know. These are all opinions. That's all. There's a lot of opinions out there based on not fact, just opinions. But it just goes to show how dysfunctional these systems truly are. That's the part that should frighten the heck out of you. That should make you move into something that has a little bit of reality to it, like gold and silver, to convert those fiat dollars into some real money, you know. But only one object or one type of sensationalism moves people to buy anything. So that's why all of these folks out there in the on the internet and everything, that's what they do to get you to buy. But I mean, just look at the basic fundamentals of things are far worse than anything that they really even talk about.
That's true.
That should scare. What we talk about, we talk to as much reality and fact as anybody out there. We don't use sensationalism to move you to buy. But smart people do buy. They can see the writing on the wall, and they know what it says. So, you know, it's just because you don't have the stock market crashing today. Just, I mean, it's down a couple hundred points, but big deal. It's nothing. But, I mean, it's all there. And you know, we don't know if there's going to be. Heck, they could have a peace treaty tomorrow in Ukraine with Russia. It ain't going to happen, but they could. And then what would happen? So get protected, ladies and gentlemen. And then you can sit back and read these stories and feel confident that you're protected. And you don't have to get caught up in all of these opinions out there on what's when and who, what, when, and where it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but we just don't know when and how. We know who, we know what, but we don't know when. So let's go ahead and get to gold today. Gold was, and again, it's a prime example. Gold's down 10 bucks today at 1812. Silver's down 59 cents at 20.84. Platinum was down 38, 4% at 918. Palladium was down 48 at 1,482. You know, it's, what's the dollar doing? Hey, it's up 0.63, 105.23. So again, this is a dangerous game that they're playing. Nobody wins, not us anyway.
That's true.
Crude oil was up $1.21 at 76.60, and the paper markets, they did bring back the Dow. It was down over 400 points, but now it's 336 to the downside. 32,816. S&P down 1%, 42 points. NASDAQ down almost 1.75%, 195 points, 11,394. European markets are all negative. They were all down. Most of them were down. The DAX was down 1.75%. France was down 1.75%. Asia, you have the Nikkei stronger. Shanghai was weaker. 10-year yield, 3.94. So that's getting up there close to the 4% again. And I mentioned yesterday, mortgage rates were closing in on 7% again. So let's go to natural gas was up 8% today at 2.50, up 8%. So just a little higher than expected inflation for January means consumers can price growth to stay higher than average this year. Federal Reserve is likely going to continue to raise interest rates. We know that's going to happen. I could have told you they're going to continue rates, even though this report, would, if it would have gone down, and they're going to still have to continue to raise rates. High prices, uneven wage growth. It hurts people out there. Let's see if I can go ahead and get higher than normal price increases, certainly throughout 2023 and most likely of 2024. So no relief until the end of 2024, if we get any then. And that's after the election year. And who knows what happens between now and then with Biden in office. That's the scary part.
It is.
That's what should have you, And, you know, I'm sure Butch is going to talk about more Ukraine, $2 more billion.
Oh, yes.
Released today, right after that 500, so $2.5 billion in less than how many days? In a week?
It's okay. No one here needs it.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Nobody here, yeah. But I mean, it's just like, hello. It amazes me. And it's interesting because I'll watch a little bit of Fox News and there's that one guy on there, Brian Kilmeade. He's all hot on going after Russia. He thinks that we should be giving them planes and everything else. And the other, and anytime anybody else has anything different to say, he's just all over them. He doesn't even allow other people to talk and give their opinions. And there was a really credible lady on there in the beginning of the week. I mean, she was fascinating. She was Russian, and she wrote about Putin's strategies. And, you know, she was a very well-connected woman. And she had some really great things to say about how the, you know, what's how this war has been, you know, and what to expect. And so, but he wouldn't even allow her to talk. So U.S. consumer spending increased 1.8% in January. So again, that's not a good thing if you're trying to tame inflation with rate increases. So that's not helping anybody. And it's all debt. It's all based on debt. So many crazy things are happening out there, Butch, but no one seems to be really paying attention to the things that are really important.
Well,
and
you're right. We report real news here, and there's nothing we're reporting that's hyped up. What we're reporting is really happening. There's nothing that we're speculating on necessarily. What we're reporting is real time most of the time, and people need to pay attention because the things that are real time sometimes are scarier than things that we predict for the future because they're happening now. You know, it's not like we have time to plan for these things. They're already happening. So people better be thinking about what's coming up in this country and around the world, because it's coming together. I don't know when or how it's going to happen. I'm not prophesying any of that. But surely, the goodness, anybody can see this world heating up for a hard explosion sometime in the future.
You know, and we have a Japan's consumer inflation hits 41-year high. That affects everybody.
Yes, it does.
And here was an interesting, this is out of Yahoo Finance's Bloomberg. China is set to overhaul financial system to give more Xi Jinping more control. So that's kind of interesting. Authorities are considering reviving the long disbanded Central Financial Work Commission to allowing the ruling Communist Party to assert more control over financial policy. Interesting. So they're working on it. So, you know, until we get all the details on that, we don't know how they're going to change it. They had the Central Financial Work Commission was first established in 1998. And it was to ensure a move that was intended to ensure officials at various levels would stick to the party's guidelines and policies in a so-called vertical management system. It was dissolved in 2003 as part of a broad reorganization of government agencies that also saw that the establishment of China's banking regulator. So now they want to bring it back to follow more party lines, more communism, more part, you know. So it's, and the timing, Butch, that's what you have to look at, is the timing of everything. So,
yeah, there's nothing that's happening. Well, maybe they don't have a plan right down to the T. No man can do that. But what is happening has been planned. You know that. And there's nothing accidental in politics or world affairs. I can't think of anything that off the top of my head that just, I didn't know that was going to happen. We've been maneuvered, Melody, for how many years into this place? We've been maneuvered like I said before, like a chessboard. Mm-hmm. They move us where they want us, one step at a time. They don't jump clear across the board. They move us one step at a time in the direction he wants to go. Next thing you know, we're herded into a corner of the fence where the chute is. The only way out's in the back of the truck. That's the way it works out. They've been doing it for years. If you just take time, anybody ever take time just to read in the Constitution, and the Constitution has been used for a lot of things to destroy our country, but nonetheless, if you just take time to read in the Constitution what the executive branch's duties are and look at what they're doing and tell me how we have been suckered into this one step at a time, Melody. Mm-hmm. We have been drawn in it, and it's all been done, most of it's been done with bait on the end of the hook because the sound is so good and looks so good on paper, and it's going to make our life easier. But what has it cost us? I don't just mean money-wise. How about freedom-wise? How about liberty-wise? What's it cost us? The more you rely on man to take care of you, the more enslaved you become. That's just that easy. You can't be a ward of the state and be a free man. And we're all caught up in a snare. I don't care whether you like it or not. We're all caught in a snare. That's just the way it is. And people say, I'm going to quit paying taxes. Well, good for you. If you can do that, go for it. But every time you buy a gallon of gas or a loaf of bread, you're paying taxes. If you don't pay your property tax, you won't have your property anymore. Most people don't have the allodial title to their homes. So it's all been a snare, Melody, and it brought us benefits up front, but it's cost everything in the back.
You know, there was another warning. You're right. And there was another warning that U.S. banking regulators warned banks about crypto liquidity. The Federal Reserve and other agencies issued another statement about crypto market vulnerabilities as a threat to U.S. banking. The Federal Reserve and other U.S. banking agencies are warning banks could pose significant liquidity dangers. This was actually a statement issued yesterday. While the agencies, which also include the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, insist that it's not illegal for U.S. banks to engage in cryptocurrency activities, this latest in a series of formal cautionary statements makes it clear that any lender dabbling in crypto will have a lot of explaining to do to its regulators. The agency's joint state points out that the crypto firm's bank deposits could be unstable and driven by crypto asset sector dynamics, even if the company itself is stable. So there goes your deposit. Such deposits can be susceptible to large and rapid inflows as well as outflows when end customers react to the crypto asset sector related market events. Media re- media reports and uncertainty. So, you know, they've already, the banks have already been warned about being significantly involved in virtual currencies, and contend that banks that rely on crypto activity as a significant portion of their business would draw heightened scrutiny over safety and soundness concerns. So, okay, let's add this on top of derivatives and everything else that these banks do that you don't have a clue about, and put your money at risk and you don't have a clue. So, you know, it's just another area of the dysfunction in these markets and in the financial system. So
I have to wonder sometimes,
either you convert your fiat dollars to real gold, or
that's right,
or be part of their statistic.
And you have to almost know that the people that plan these, we call them dysfunction, but the fiat currency and all that, people that plan this knew it was going to fail sooner or later. They knew they could run it on a credit system for a long, long time. They know it has to fail sooner or later. So I can't say that they're totally controlled everything, but they controlled us this far to get us further into this mess and drew us all into the snare, so to speak. So that's why people are going for crypto. That's why they went for direct deposit. That's why they did away with cash, period. It's just so much easier and cheaper and better. They drew us into it. And it's all for convenience sake. So
they know everybody are sheep. We're followers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
And you don't have any politician in D.C. They know what's going on. But they're all there for their reelection campaigns and to get reelected. McConnell, look how long he's been there. Look what he's done. Hey, no wonder he gets elected every year. Look what he's done to the state. But look what he also gave up to get those things into that state.
Well, again, that's...
He's probably one of the most corrupt politicians.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all on that. But so, that's just... Compromise and blackmail is a big tool for the far left, I guess you say, to get everybody involved in it and bring them down. And let's face it, I'd say 95% of them in there have been compromised somewhere. Now, that's probably a low figure, but at least 95% of them.
Used to irritate me when I would hear Donald Trump say, I'm the deal maker and I'm going to deal. I don't want a deal maker. Deals shouldn't be made in D.C. That's not what they're supposed to do, making deals. That's all they do.
Well, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You help me get this passed, and I'll help you get that passed. That's the way it's been for a long, long time.
It's a deal. Let's make a deal.
Exactly.
Well, let's make a deal as we're going into a break, and that was a quick first segment. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. How about some news, Butch?
All right, let's start off with something not financial up front. This is kind of interesting, I think. I mean, for the first time on record, San Bernardino County mountains brace for the first blizzard warning on record. So much for global warming. Residents of the San Bernardino County mountains are bracing for potential blizzard conditions Friday and Saturday, joining their western neighbors, preparing for extreme weather, winter weather, as a massive storm moves into Southern California. Now, I'm sure you've been through San Diego and places like that, and it's hard to imagine snow in San Diego. It really is. But anyway,
it is.
The National Weather Service office in San Diego issued the first ever blizzard warning. Not just, I'm thinking about San Diego. Been there a few times over the years, traveling to different places. I'm thinking, gee, I can't imagine a palm tree with snow on them. But anyway, it said Thursday, putting San Bernardino County mountains on alert following similar warning for the mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties early this week. The blizzard warnings for the three counties will be in effect from 4 a.m. Friday through 4 p.m. Saturday, with the brunt of the storm expected to hit the region. This is likely the second blizzard warning on the record in Los Angeles County, according to the National Weather Service office in Oxnard. The first was issued in 1989 when a strong storm brought snowfall to Southern California from Palm Springs to the hillsides of Malibu. So I just thought it's kind of, I mean, San Diego, first blizzard warning ever. So I don't know. It is what it is, but there you go. Again, I have a hard time seeing that in my mind, but it's going to happen perhaps.
Well, I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and we had snow.
That does happen in Phoenix, though, once in a while.
Yeah.
It's the first time, though, I guess, in San Bernardino County ever. So I don't know. But, you know, we're going to discuss some more issues here now, and that's happening, and some other things coming in. Even the U.K., even Britain has said that they need to arm themselves. They're expected to go to war. Now, this is what, folks, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what they're saying. Russia's Medvedev floats idea of pushing back Poland's borders. Now, I'm not picking sides on this. Do I now?
I said I don't believe that.
Well, I hope it does. I hope it does. They don't try it. I really do for millions of people's sake, but they're talking about it. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Friday that the only way for Moscow to ensure a lasting peace with Ukraine was to push back the borders of hostile states as far as possible, even if that meant the frontiers of NATO member Poland. Medvedev, who is now Deputy Chairman of Russia's Security Council, made the comments in a message on his Telegram account exactly a year after Russia sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine in what they call a special military operation to protect Russian speakers and ensure its own security. Ukraine says that it is defending itself from an unprovoked colonial-style war of aggression, has vowed to retake all of its own territory by force, including Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014. Medvedev, as an ally of President Vladimir Putin, forecast on Friday that Russia would be victorious and that some kind of loose agreement would eventually end the fighting. Victory will be achieved. We all want it to happen as soon as possible, and that day will come, said Medvedev. He predicted that tough negotiations with Ukraine and the West would follow that would culminate in some kind of agreement. Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. But we know this. This happened a couple of days ago, but I think it's important to comment on. Putin suspends new START nuclear treaty, puts missiles on combat readiness. Now, puts missiles on combat readiness. I can't say what that means for them. But I do know, being military and involved in somewhat in some military activity, that combat readiness normally means they're geared up and ready to go. In a much-anticipated speech on Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin said he's suspending Russia's participation in the New START nuclear treaty with the United States. President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday suspended the Russian participation in the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States, warning Washington that Russia has put new ground-based strategic nuclear weapons on combat duty, reports of the new declaration. It comes over a year after Moscow signed into a five-year extension. After in August, U.S. accused Russia of violating the treaty and disallowing U.S. on-site inspections under its stipulations. In response, Washington halted Russian inspectors' ability to do the same on American soil. Russia, at the time, complained that it was actually the U.S. side which deprived the Russian Federation the right to conduct inspections on American territory. It's tit-for-tat, back and forth. I don't know who's telling all the truth, or if anybody's telling the truth at all. I really don't know that. But I just know that there's a lot of rhetoric here, Melody. And I don't know whether it's just bravado or if there's some real reality to it. I really don't know. I don't want to speculate on that necessarily as far as giving you different answers. I can't do that. But it doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it certainly does not.
You know, treaties, who knows how many treaties have been kept and how many have been broken by which sides? I mean, who knows? They were pieces of paper. And I guess they were somewhat enforced in some ways. I have no idea. But treaties are treaty, and they can be broken. And obviously, Putin said, we're getting out of this treaty. China says ready to join forces with Russia to defend national interests, as Putin confirms a Yi visit. Despite all latest among Washington's repeat warnings to Beijing against strategic or military cooperation with Moscow, China is now pledging to join forces with a like-minded partner, Russia, to defend national interests. The statement came by the close of the first day of the Director of Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee, Wang Ying's trip to Moscow. The People's Republic of China is ready to join forces with Russia to decisively stand up for national interest and promote mutually beneficial cooperation in all areas, Wang said Tuesday, while meeting with the Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev. On Wednesday, he met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in what appeared a warm and cooperative visit. During a virtual meeting at the end of the last year, our leader Ying Jinping and Vladimir Putin came up with a plan for further development of bilateral relations. We are ready to join forces with the Russian side in accordance with the high-level agreements to decisively stand up for our national interests and virtues and promote mutually beneficial cooperation in all areas, the Chinese diplomat statement said. It wasn't many years ago, I remember that China and Russia, at least on the surface, talked like they didn't like each other. We're talking about two huge world powers, folks, economically and militarily both. China's been, in a lot of ways, a financial engine that's run the world for a long time. You say it's communist. I have no problem. Yeah, I know it's communist, but so are we. There's not much difference at all between the two, to be quite honest with you. Maybe we're not locked up in warehouses yet to work, but it's the same basic principle. We're controlled, taxed, and monitored all the time, so just like China. But these two powers, Russia and China combined, economically, I think, would dwarf the United States. What do you think, Melody?
Wasn't there some place in the Bible where it says the army was going to have 200 million?
Yeah, they're talking about, and that's, people think it's China.
Well, and it's China and Russia.
Yeah.
It's a combination of the two.
It could very well be. Bible talks about Gog and Magog, and everybody says that's Russia, and possibly in my mind, Magog may be China. I don't know that. I may be able to find that out for sure in any certainty. But it makes sense. I mean, those two powers together would be, I don't know of any nation in the world that could stand against those two powers together. I just don't know. But it's just, we're watching this thing.
Not without destroying
exactly.
The world.
Exactly.
You want to talk about climate change then? There will be real climate change if you get a couple of nuclear blasts going off and so forth. It would change climates dramatically.
Yeah, you know, there'd be nothing left on Earth much to even try to cultivate to live on.
Well, I mean, Japan, Japan's doing all right, so it does, come back, but.
Must have been, 60 years? No, been 80 years, 90, 85 years. Yeah. Been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon's vague threat to China overarming Russia. Now, here we go again. China and Russia are going to join forces. According to them, not me, the Pentagon made a vague threat to China. I bet you Xi Jinping is shaking in his boots. China's employing a well-trod tactic to try to outmaneuver the U.S. as it appears more ready than ever to start helping Russia gain new ground in Ukraine with weapons shipments. And I got to say this, why not? Are we doing the same thing? Haven't we joined forces, so supposedly with NATO and army Ukraine? So Russia has an ally to help them. What are we throwing rocks for? Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh speaks during a briefing at Pentagon on January 26th in Washington. The Pentagon Wednesday pledged consequences for Beijing if it heeds Moscow's desperate pleas for arms and ammunition, but yet again stopped short of detailing how it would follow through on the stern but vague threat. Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh delivered the cagey response during his press conference in which she demurred despite repeated requests for specifics. Zelensky's response production, wrong article. I don't want to forecast any false consequences, she said. It wasn't the first such shallow warning. In an interview that aired on Sunday on CBS, CBS News, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken referred to a serious problem if China looked to strengthen its alliance with Russia at this time. Okay, I don't know what the serious problem is, Melody. I don't even begin to think what that could be. But it does, if this would escalate to anything already hurting, it's already hurting thousands and thousands of people. I mean, obviously, in Ukraine, Russia, both people are getting killed. But in Ukraine, Ukrainian people probably had nothing to do with starting this war or being involved in this war. Most of them probably don't want the war to be going on. They were happy the way it was. But there are innocent bystanders. If this spreads on into UK, on into Europe and other nations there, including Poland, we just mentioned, how many more hundreds of thousands of millions of people could be affected by this that are innocent people? And this people better pay attention. This kind of talk hasn't happened for a long time as far as China and Russia joining forces. And we're warning China don't get involved. And Russia's talking about going into Poland. This hasn't happened for in my generation. So I don't know. The UK Defense Secretary warns war is coming to Britain, demands more military spending. UK Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has warned that war is coming to Britain as he redoubled his demands that the government commit to more military spending. Speaking ahead of the one-year anniversary of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russian forces, Mr. Wallace said the world is definitely more dangerous, more unstable, and more insecure. And therefore, Rishi Sunak's government must commit to increasing the defense budget of the nation. And he called it right, Melody. It is definitely more dangerous, more unstable, more insecure, is it not?
It certainly is.
You know, so, I mean, these are headlines that are coming out that we need to pay attention to. In an interview with the Sun newspaper, Wallace warned, conflict is coming by the end of this decade. Whether it is... a cold war or hot, war is coming. We just have to recognize that in order to deter, you just have to be ready. You have to be equipped and you have to stand with your friends and your allies, he said, adding that therefore we need a greater proportion of the public spent on defense. warning that that the conflict in Ukraine could last for another year. While it's continued, we are not in for a period. We are in it until you defeat Russia and Ukrainians can go home. Britain's message to Russia is we are not giving up and we're not going away. Okay. There you go, Melody. Anything you want to add to that? I don't want to even say to that. This is for real saber rattling. Whether they mean it or not, they're rattling the sabers and kind of showing the muscle, so flexing the muscle, so to speak. This is what you're doing. And when the Secretary of Defense in UK said we better stock up on weapons, it'll be at war, whether at the end of the decade, whether it be Cold War or Hot War, makes no difference. We're going to war by the end of the year, in the decade. That's 7 years now. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think we have that long. Any comments on that?
No, I mean, I'm a firm believer whatever happens is going to happen on Biden's administration because he is so, just because of his condition. I mean, and who's running? Who's behind the scenes? He's not president of the United States.
No. No.
You know, so they got a bigger agenda. So they're going to use him while they can. And so, I mean, I can't even imagine that they would wait till after this election. So, no, they would have till January of what? January of, when do they get January 2025? So something's going to happen before then.
And I know you know as well as I have how fast the months and years are going by. Mm-hmm. I know we're talking about a year from now or a little better, but how quickly does it go by? And if who knows? And look how much has happened in the last year. This month, this time, last month, last year, Russia went into Ukraine. To be quite honest with you, I thought maybe they'd have it over in 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. It's still been drug on.
Yeah.
And now it's branched out to other nations getting involved big time. And you and I know both the U.S. was instigated a lot of this. We know that. A lot of money laundering taking place in our country, including Biden and his boy both, and who knows who else. So this is not something that should surprise us, but I really am a little bit surprised the Russians didn't go in and take it down and get rid of it. I really am. I don't know if there's a reason for it, if they couldn't do it, or there's a reason behind him not doing it. I don't know which. What's your thought on that?
On
Russia not going in and just in 3 to 4 months taking the country down and forgetting about it. I mean, they had. I can't believe Russia didn't have the wherewithal to do that.
I don't think Russia wanted to destroy Ukraine.
No, I don't think they wanted to destroy it either.
You know,
no.
So, you know, and in order to go in there and do it, that's what they would have had to have done. So, you know, and, you know, maybe their plan that, you know, maybe he'd have more support from the people within. Maybe that was a little overlooked that he didn't have that support. But, I mean, everybody knew he was, and maybe it was a gamble on his part because they were, you know, everybody knew he was amassing tanks on the border.
Yep, he did.
There was a warning. Zelensky was laughing, saying it wasn't going to happen. Biden was out there saying that there was going to be a false flag, that we'd be seeing propaganda, that there'd be blown up buildings and bodies and all this kind of stuff happen. And it was supposed to all come from Russia. So, I mean, so, you know, why didn't Russia take it right away? Maybe because he just didn't want to. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Don't say nay. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-333-7337. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, heading into the last segment of the program today and of the week. And I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Butch Paul. So, that's us there.
Okay. We'll just move on then.
Hey, I have some good news here.
What's that?
I don't know how tall you are. Are you tall? Yeah, you're tall.
Well, medium. Okay.
Well, it says shorter people may live longer than most, so.
Oh, really? Short people live longer than tall people? Okay.
Yeah.
More pollution up at our level, I guess.
Yeah, probably. Anyway.
I've lost by an inch and a half since I was younger. I know that. But anyway, it is what it is. But I guess compared to you and Marsh, I am tall.
Yes. So it means, all righty.
I mean, to our dog, Marsha's tall. But anyway, it's all in perspective. Key U.S. inflation measure surges the fastest rate since June. Now, I'll read this and make a couple points here. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge rose last month at its fastest pace since June, an alarming sign that the price pressures remain entrenched in the U.S. economy and could lead the Fed to keep raising interest rates well into this year. Friday report from the Commerce Department showed that consumers' prices rose 0.6% from December to January, up sharply from 0.2% increase from November to December. On a year-over-year basis, prices rose 5.4%, up from 5.3% annual decrease in December. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, I want to make a comment here. Excluding food and energy, those are two things that everyone has to have to live. And they don't count for inflation? Melody, how's that making sense?
What does anything make sense anymore?
I mean, really and sincerely, you don't need to buy a new car. You don't need to buy a new home. You don't need to buy a boat. You know, the other things you don't need to do. But everyone eats normally, and they need energy, heat and fuel, whatever, for the cars. So they don't count the two main driving forces, in my mind, that people have to live. That is absolutely insane and wrong. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you.
That is so, makes me angry. So these figures are lying to us, people. They're lying to us. Inflation is a lot higher than what you're telling us. Because lift out food and energy, two things that keep going up in price every day. Anyway, excluding volatile food and energy prices, and I like the word volatile, but don't count those. That doesn't hurt your paycheck. That inflation on food and energy doesn't cost anything. It's all just you know, don't worry about that. And so called, it said, excluding food, volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation rose 0.6% from December, up from a 0.4% rise the previous month. And compared with the year earlier, core inflation was up 4.7% in January versus 4.6% year-over-year uptick in December. The report also showed that consumer spending rose 1.8% last month from December after falling the previous month. January's price data exceeded forecasters' expectations, confounding hopes that inflation was steadily decelerating and that the Fed could relent on its campaign of rate hikes. It follows other recent data that also suggested that the company economy remains gripped by inflation despite the Fed's strenuous efforts to tame it. No kidding. Yet spending going up. It's going up because people have to charge more to pay the bills. Of course it's going up. Inflation's going up. Spending, Melody, has to go up when inflation goes up. Does that make sense to you that when inflation goes up, it costs more to live?
Absolutely.
So why is it such a big deal that spending went up 1.8% except that the fact that people are using credit cards to pay bills now? And that's insane. And they want inflation, they want a target rate of inflation of 2%. I've heard that for years. 2%. I don't know when this 2% goal started. I have no idea. When did they want to, Melody, keep it at 2%? How many years have been doing that? They won't keep it 2%.
We talked about this just the other day. It was in the mid early 2000. Prior to 2010 and so forth. So, you know, it was they thought that it would bring stability to pricing, and so that's what they say.
If 2%, they say they held a 2%, they did a good job. 2%
price stability.
Yes, well, 2% over 10 years is how much of an increase? 20%. So that means inflation over 10 years is 20%. Does it mean that or no?
Right.
Okay, so 40 years is 40%. So, how are we winning this battle? How are we going to win that? In 10 years, 20% inflationary surge, which means the dollar is dropping in value that much every year. That's what that means. So how in the world do we gain with any type of inflation? How do we gain in the long run? You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I mean, that's a question. I mean, how do we gain with any type of inflation? I know that we have inflation. If we had real financial, real finances and real economic values and using the right kind of the ways to do it, we still might have inflation up and down different areas, but not continually forever.
Well, I mean, if we had a real secure monetary policy and money, then inflation would be driven by supply and demand.
Exactly.
The inflation we have today is, I mean, you might find a little bit of supply and demand in various sectors, but I mean, as overall inflation, no, that's a monetary policy. So prices would be stable. It's not the 2%. Targeted rate that they're looking for is that's going to stabilize prices. They're just able to adjust based on all the additional power that they have with, you know, Wall Street, the central banks, and everything else that they're, and, you know, and the ability to export our inflation. That's what they did. They, you know, we know that they exported our inflation to China and every other Asian country that has that we can buy the cheap trinkets. And, you know, now, I mean, here you look at Amazon. Where do you think most of that stuff comes from? So it's such a, it's just messed up, and it can't go on. It will not go on.
It can't go on.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And this next one, I think, is something we're going to see in the future a lot more of. Layoffs with a question mark. Companies turn to AI to pick the throwaways. Now, how does that make you feel to be laid off by a computer, by a robot? How does it make you feel to walk into an office and be evaluated by a machine?
How much difference is that from what the China uses for their social
credit score?
Credit score.
It's basically the same thing.
Because that's what the computer is doing. It's measuring you on your, you know, on your score. It's the only way a computer can do it is on your score.
So there'll be no real people touch at all here. AI hireth and AI fareth. Long live AI. Nobody will be happy with impersonal, dispassionate, and buggy AI coming up with who should be laid off with when downsizing. Those what reapply for jobs elsewhere will be further depressed when they realize that AI also makes the hiring decision. This is the heartbeat of the mechanistic technology. Days after mass layoffs trimmed 12,000 jobs at Google, hundreds of former employees flocked to an online chat room to commiserate about the seemingly erratic way they had suddenly been made redundant. They swapped stories on how management decided They swapped stories. They swapped theories on how management decided who got cut. Could a mindless algorithm carefully designed not to violate any laws have chosen who got the axe? One person wondered in a Discord post. The Washington Post could not independently verify. Google says there was no algorithm involved in the job cut decisions. But four employees are not wrong to wonder as a fleet of artificial intelligence tools become ingrained in office life. Human resources managers use machine learning software to analyze millions of employment-related data points, churning out recommendations of who to interview, hire, promote, or to help retain. So basically, computers are already putting in people's minds who they should hire, who they shouldn't. That's just that easy, folks. But as Silicon Valley's fortunes term, that software is likely dealing with a more daunting task, helping decide who gets cut, according to human resource analysis and workforce experts. A January survey of 300 human resource leaders in U.S. companies revealed that 98% of them say software and algorithms will help them make layoff decisions this year. And as companies lay off large swaths of people, with cuts creeping into the five digits, it's hard for humans to execute alone. Wow. Wow. I mean, I get frustrated when I pick up a phone and call a company and I have to pass a test to talk to somebody live. I mean, this is even far worse.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Anyway. Arizona Hospital CEO raises alarm on staggering migrant health care costs. I don't have time to go through all these in detail.
Boy, I saw that report this morning. That's amazing.
Well, people coming in, illegals coming in by the, well, according to this, 91,000 crossed the border and the Yuma border in Arizona and this passed in 2023. And they're coming across and going into this hospital and went local, and they get free care. And the hospital said, we take care of them like anybody else. So the hospital can't afford this. They can't afford it. This is costing more than they can afford. And on top of that, Illinois officials plan to house nearly 700 migrants, illegal immigrants, in a closed Chicago Kmart. Now, these come mostly from Texas. They were bused to Chicago. And now they're going to house them in a closed Chicago Kmart. I said I have major concerns for the safety of the local community and the people who will be housed at this location. So, yeah, I would too. I've asked the state agencies to pause this project until they can ensure this facility is constructed into adequate housing for young migrant families. Canadians demand. Now, listen to this, Melly. Canadians demand New York City, immediately stop sending illegal aliens to Quebec. New York warned them now they don't want to send them to Canada. They were in that Times Square, but officials in Quebec, Canada, are demanding New York City Mayor Eric Adams immediately stop sending border crossers and illegal aliens to their province. I'm going through this pretty quickly here because I want to get to a good news story. Governor DeSantis proposes human smuggling crackdown, mandatory e-verify, and ban on driver's license for illegal aliens. And I say, good for him. Go for it. Go for it. I like DeSantis, but I'm nervous about DeSantis. I don't know if he's everything he seems like he is. Remember, you remember how many people Trump tricked, Melody, when he was running for office? Do you have to question this?
Well, yeah, we did.
Well, yes, we did. And Canada, a committee urges government to extend assisted suicide to mature minors. I'm just going to skip that headline. That's just unbelievable. This is in Canada. Now a little bit of good news. 80-year-old janitor may get to retire again thanks to kindness of students. Seniors in a high school in Texas are trying to help an 80-year-old janitor retire from the workforce again. Mr. James was retired but had to come out of retirement due to the cost of living crisis in the U.S. He took a job as a custodian at a Kalisburg High School. It's just so sad seeing an 80-year-old man having to do things 80-year-old shouldn't have to do, Kalisburg senior Banner Tidwell told KXII. Senior Grayson Thurman uploaded a video of Mr. Thames to TikTok with a link to GoFundMe page. He said, I have 2,000 followers, and they raised so far, Melody, this is such good news, they raised $200,000. They've reached a goal, actually, 7 days later, $200,000. It's crazy to see something like that. We knew people would have wanted to help. Said Senior Marty used clothes, but we didn't know it would grow, it'd blow up. So they raised enough money for this 80-year-old gentleman to go ahead and retire and stay home. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
That is beautiful. Folks, all this news we cover, it's real news. But take time to wash your eyes and ears out with some good stuff once in a while. Really, pick up the Bible. Read a book of Proverbs, a good one to read. Book of Psalms. Wash out your ears and eyes with something good for change, because the world's going insane. We don't have to go with it. Melody, go ahead.
Well, we're just about out of the program today, so we'll be back on Monday, heading into the weekend. Be safe out there. And until then, good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me